The ongoing independent inquiry into child sexual abuse is holding the first of two seminars today into mandatory reporting. Campaigners say it is vital that known and suspected abuse is referred to the authorities in order to have a functioning child protection system in organisations such as schools. The trouble is the government, or rather the Department for Education, is not too keen on the idea. Well, Tom Perry is from Buckinghamshire. He's the founder of the pressure group Mandate Now. Tom, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Roberto.
Tom, welcome to the programme. So, what have you been telling this inquiry today?
Well, introduce it and do it quick. Get on with it and stop believing the nonsense that I'm telling you for a period of time that it has. All we have in this country is a requirement that staff should report. And people confuse the word should with must. Should is should. I should lose weight. I should drink less. I should take more exercise. But there's no one to stop me if I don't do those things. Okay, I can carry on being a lazy old bloke. And I'm afraid it's very similar with child protection. Sadly, staff are not supported. And when you're having to report a concern, you're having to go rogue. And so that's really what it was all about. And we had some very interesting people at the inquiry today. This is the first of two such seminars.
Okay, so what was the reaction to what you told them?
Well, I think there's been one of massive defence. I mean, let's put it like this. At the end of the table was a gentleman from the Department for Education, and I can only tell you that he presented a bat wider than Jeff Boycott's. But there was some pretty hostile bowling, but very polite hostile bowling, you understand. Facts, figures, data, research. And we had a morning of being told that everything is absolutely great and we don't need to do everything. And then the afternoon transformed because we had contributors from France, Canada, Southern Ireland, and Australia. Those are all jurisdictions where mandatory reporting operates. And I have to tell you, you could feel the temperature in the room change. It became fascinating. And so, therefore, with our contribution into the debate as well, and that of other campaigners, including the Beam Project, and including someone who wasn't allowed to be at the seminar itself, but could contribute from the audience, a gentleman by the name of Jonathan West, who I know well, I have to say the Department for Education and others who are defending a failed system were put very much on the back foot.
Okay, and Tom.
And the inquiry was fascinated.
Okay, I need to ask you, why do you think the government is seemingly so scared of adopting mandatory reporting? What's the problem?
Bottom line, they think the social services are going to be swamped. And it's that swamping fear which is misplaced, I have to say, and the data, again, and the evidence proves it's misplaced. I mean, government really likes to not change anything, you know? Let's pretend everything's working. Well, we can't, because nothing is working. Things aren't working properly, as they should be, and reliably.
Well,
so it is one of cost.
Okay, well, the cost is a concern. There will be issues about legal action, but ultimately, surely the most important thing are the victims.
Agreed. And it's all about protecting children. And we're not doing our best in this. I mean, we lag the rest of the world on this issue. And it's very important for all parents with kids at schools, who go to football clubs, who go to gyms. I mean, these are the places. These are terribly important settings. And they're settings in which children spend most time after their families. And we have to support the staff that care for your kids. At the moment, they're on their own. And they've got nothing more than you should report.
Tom, this was the first of two seminars. The next, of course, is seven. Do you think things will change?
Look, it's inevitable. You know, all I can say is that at the moment, the Department for Education really does appear to be doing a sort of spectacular impression of Canute. You know, the tide is coming in. And you better get used to it. So let's try and get the second seminar working correctly. Today was rained off, believe it or not. It rained, stopped play. Massive leaks occurred. Deluges of water came into the room, you know. I mean, if ever you wanted a day when you didn't want victims of abuse to be silenced, today was it. But guess what? They were silenced because the hearing had to be truncated because of leaks coming into the room. And it was a great shame. The second hearing, which is in April, will be very important. And to be frank with you, I think today has seen a fissure appear in the defence of the Department for Education. I really do. You might think, well, Tom would say that, wouldn't he? But actually, I'm a pretty realistic kind of bloke. And I really do think significant impact occurred today. And it was quite evident from council to the inquiry that that had happened.
Tom,
we will see where we go from here.
We will talk again. Wish you well with your progress. Thank you, Tom. Tom Perry from Buckinghamshire, who's the founder of the Pressure Group Mandate Now.